Greetings.
Cap on.
I love you. Peace.
What's up, bro?
And all that, you know what I mean? Welcome to the other side of the moon. We're here. I got my guest, man. What's your name? Or do you want to tell him your name?
My name is Brad. My name is Brandon Vegas. You can either call me Mr. V, you can call me Vegas, or whatever. You're my brother, bro. I don't care what you call me. You call me Rabbit.
Vegas.
Yeah, I don't care.
All right.
But because of my age, a lot of people call me Vegas.
That's what's up. All right, well, you know, welcome to the other side of the moon. Special guest here with us today. You know what I mean? Special interview. Man, he got a lot to say, you know what I mean? It's a good episode right here. You got a special guest right here. We're going to see. I don't know if you guys want to, you know, the people who tuned into this, you know, we got people from all over the world, man. Shout out to everybody who's been listening to us. All our listeners, man, I appreciate you guys. That's why I try to. I'm coming back, you know. It's been a minute since our last episode, you know, but I try to give you guys some good stuff when I come, so, you know, believe it or not, I don't know. But we got my man over here, Mr. Vegas, who's had a lot of encounters with you know, a lot of different, what you want to say, entities or beings from the outer worlds and inner worlds. So I don't even know where he wants to go with this. What do you want to say? It's a crazy interview.
Well, let me introduce myself. So I'm from the island of Hawaii, and I was born with certain gifts. Not everybody is born with things like this. Like, a lot of people that are psychics, a lot of people that are mediums, are empaths, that you can see things on a spectrum side. I was born with this. So I didn't really have too much influence in friends because of my gift, and it just comes with the territory. So, my name is Mr. V. I'm from CIV. So, CIV, Special Intelligence for Close Encounters, is now my title because of what I've accomplished and what I've done in Hawaii. So, I'm the only person in the state of Hawaii to ever make direct contact with non-human biological entities from the Orion constellation. It's not for the faint of everyone. The topic is little on the off side, but my Hawaiian name is very, very spiritual. My Hawaiian name is Kavena Hukamakani Kalani Ho'onoa. Kalani means heavens. Okay. Ho'onoa means earth in Hawaiian. So translate my name. I am the watchers of the heavens and the earth. And I firmly stand deeply rooted into truth and righteousness. So what I'm about to tell you folks is 100% actual factual shit that went down in Hawaii. You can fact check, you can go look it up. But so, we've been in Hawaii twice because of me. One was Kenneth Hara from the Pacific Naval Fleet launched two F-22 Raptors in pursuit of two UFOs that I have been encountering that's been hanging out with me, and we were learning from each other, basically. We started off lasers and flashlights communicating with each other. I didn't know, I've never done it before, you know what I mean? So while I was doing all of this, Guitar Center was, having smoke breaks and whatnot. They witnessed this. They witnessed me talking to anomalies, if you will, UFOs, whatever you guys believe these things are, demons, or whatever you want to call them. This is what I was gifted with. Kuleana in Hawaii means responsibilities and rights, so. Because I am who I am, this is why it happened. So, I've never hurt nobody in my entire life. I've never, straight up, we adults, I've never fucking raped a girl. I've never raised my hand to a female. I've never messed with no one on this island because I was a loner, basically, because of my gifts. I made friends with spirits. Believe it or not, in Hawaii, we have spirits called Menehune and Night Marchers. Menehune are... they turn to stone in the daytime and they come out at night. They build canoes, they build fish ponds. You can fact check Hawaii's lineage and history line of Hawaii. Night Marchers were the royal guards of King Kamehameha. We were run by kings and queens of Hawaii. We were a monarchy. So Hawaiian is a sovereign nation, right? Okay. But we're not, I did some research, we're not part of the 51st state. That was bullshit. Well, we were taught in history, folks, you need to know this, what we were taught in history is fucking bullshit. You have to understand this. They said the Germans didn't go kill all the Jews. No, America did that because they were Christians. We need to get history right. I'm American Indian plus Polynesian, you know what I mean? The white people came to Hawaii and did the same thing. They offered us things we never seen, and we didn't know any better. Sorry to say. We were ignorant of the matter. And that's all that started with our island and stuff. Our island is very old and diverse, so there's a lot of things, a lot of anomalies, a lot of UFO sightings that I didn't even know of, that I had nothing to do with, but it's something to do with Lemuria. Lemuria was the last war Lemuria fought was with Atlanteans, and Atlanteans supposedly they had DNA of Anunnaki. So the Lemurians basically retreated to the lava tubes of the Big Island of Hawaii. A little history thing. So when I started getting these visitations and shit, I really didn't know what to Yeah, you gotta smoke good weed to see.
That's what they're probably gonna think. That's what they're gonna think. Like, yeah, these guys is crazy. I don't know.
That's all right. Weed, but weed don't make you see this shit. And I've showed you my pictures. Bro, I don't understand CGI, AI, Photoshop. I told you my name. I'm all about telling the truth. You know what I mean?
Okay, so
it takes away from the people who've actually seen these things, and Facebook promotes this crap. Mark Zuckerberg, I don't know if he's in it and whatnot, but the fact that porn sites, scams, and hate and violence and guns, all on top. And when we talk about what we talk about, we get penalized. We literally get shut down and said, you can't say this. They censor us on Facebook right now because who I am, they're watching me.
Okay, so yeah, that's kind of sensitive too, you know what I mean? So we're gonna just go. But so what was the reason why they came? You're saying there was another account there.
I had lasers deployed in the sky. It was during COVID, so I was bored. I wanted to see if what people were seeing are real. For me, not what you see on TV, not what you know with the military. I wanted to know for my personal gain. So I took the time and the effort to deploy very powerful lasers in the sky, mapping different star systems. And on the eighth day, I got a hit. And my cousin was with me, and he was sitting down in a beach chair eating, and all of a sudden, a green laser hit our feet, like where our feet in his chair was. He looked at me, big eyes, so I looked at him, and he's like, bro, someone aimed the laser at us. So I had my blue laser I showed you, and I aimed it in the sky, and I hit Morse code, dot, 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 three times. And all of a sudden, my cousin freaked. He's like, dude, don't freak, whatever you do, just promise me you won't get scared. Look above your building. And I looked up, and there it was, bro. Metallic block, almost obsidian, like made from meteor. It was hovering above my building, 200 feet above my 41st floor. That's where I live, on that high up. And when I seen this, I was taken back. Honestly, I was thinking, what in the fuck am I looking at? You know what I mean? No, all jokes set aside.
Yes,
it was one of the most holy shit moments that I've ever witnessed. I was 47 when this went down, okay? So 50 now. So when I didn't know what to make of it, I know when I was looking at it, I had to do a double take, you know what I mean? Shame on the mess rewind. I was like, what the fuck? My cousin folded his chair, looked at me, big eyes, goes, you did this, you deal with this, you brought them here, I'm out of here. And my cousin and I don't speak because of what I've done. You know what I mean? I wish I'd never seen him sometimes. I lost a lot of friends and family because of this. My mom died when I was having my visitations as well. So it was a double whammy for me trying to deal with my mom's death.
Why was that? Like, why? Why? They didn't like it? What was wrong with them? They were scared or something?
They were very apprehensive. They knew that I watched the shows. They knew I was a Star Wars master Lego builder. I had every Star Wars Lego you could think of. Any ships. They companies all this crap that I was into, and that's the reason why I was being visited. Like, it has to be. I mean, I only watch shows about UFOs. Nothing else interests me.
So you basing that off of you watching Star Wars? So it's just a hallucination.
Because I was a master Lego builder way before I started seeing. When I first had my first visitations, my girlfriend lived in Hawaii Kai, so she lived in the countryside. So all my Legos was there because I had my apartment and my brother's studio.
So what kind of facts that you have that you've seen that's happening like in a visitation? What did they do when they came to your house? As you say, in contact. You said they contact you.
Yeah, so I had to learn how to communicate with them through a series of lasers and flashlights. And it took about a week before they just started talking to me telepathically. And let me tell you something, you're not going to want to smoke weed when that happens to you, because it really, really wraps your head. And if you're not ready for it, you could end up in a mental hospital. No jokes. It takes somebody with a high power, with a high frequency level, to pull your shit off. So I would use red for yes, green for no. I'm going to ask you a question. Because I'm handicapped, I use sign language, just basic minimum kind stuff. And I asked them straight up, are you here to help us? Yes. Okay. Are you evil? Red, green. Yes, no. So I already knew, okay, we'll go back to that one. I said, are you from the Orion constellation? Yes. I was like, okay, we're getting somewhere. So I asked, are you working with the military as we're speaking? Yes. So I was thinking, son of a bitch. Yeah, man. Did you have anything to do with all our pyramids and our temples? Yes. Was it? Did we have some type of technology that you gave us? Yes. Was it to do with harmonic frequencies? Yes. So that's how the pyramids are.
So you did all this through you did all this. You had this contact through your laser? Or are you doing it through?
Through your lasers and writing stuff down. So I would use my hand, I would use A, B, C, D, E, F, G in sign language, and I would speak to them like that. And I would tell them, pyramids, what do you know? And the lights and the blinks of the lights and the patterns was like Morse code, so I would have to write it down. And so basically said that they've been here before, they promised that they would return. The star, any Indian race or people that have seen these people, said that they will return. Just so can the return of Muhammad, the return of Jesus Christ, and return of the star people all be one and the same? I really have to ponder on that question. I mean, they all said they're going to return, right? The return of Christ, the return of the star people, the return of Muhammad. This is all scripted in the Bible. So how much is the Bible is real? So as I got to know these people, we would play games with each other. And I mean, I would hang out with them for like all day, all night, like 2 in the morning. So we would play like, chase back. Yeah, no joke. They would turn their lights off and try and sneak up from behind me. And I would point. You know what I mean? So I have success. I'd point and they would light back up and like, it's like they were scolded. Oh shit, you see me. And they would do this for a good while. So where I would sit down, I call it the grassy mound where it would burn, where it was legal on my property to burn. And they would show up right above the train track behind Sam's Club. And I would shine my light and they would drop from the sky I call it just above the horizon. And they would drop down and they would hail me with very, very extremely bright lights. I've got videos of this, by the way, so I'll send you when I get a chance.
So what would you tell them? Like the listeners is probably listening, like, I don't know, that sounds like it's maybe a load of BS or something. Like, what experiences have you had with them that you can give them? Like what's going on? Like, what's?
So when I first saw my first extraterrestrial, it was across the street. I mean, I was downstairs smoking a joint with a friend of mine. So my friend saw the person across the street. She was a woman wearing a cap. And she threw a rock. So where we smoke, there's like shopping carts. There's people, Walmart's down the road, so all the old folks would do that. She whacked the rock and it hit the cart. So we stood up and my friend said, I think she's trying to get your attention, bro. So I went across, it was about maybe 1:30 in the morning. I went across the street to find out what she wanted. And that was like the turning point, which made, I kind of go back to what I used to be. After what I saw, So she's leaning against a palm tree smoking something. And she's like, it took a long time to get your attention. And I was like, who are you? And she lifted up her cap and she had fucking huge, huge almond eyes that went like this from here to back here. And I'm like, I didn't know what to say, you know what I mean? She had blonde hair, she had grayish white skin. She had a necklace around, like a pearl necklace around her neck. And she was just in like in a flight suit almost. And then she's like, I thought you're very beautiful. And she's like, wow, no humans ever told me that. And she goes, my name is Zyra. And we've been watching you for a while, actually, way before you started to deploy lasers. We've been watching you since 2017. And I was like, holy shit. So she's like, we want to talk with you, not just me. Just right now as an introduction, I just wanted to introduce myself. You know, I wanted to see you face to face. And I was like, where are you from? She goes, we're from a different dimension. We're from 5D, basically. So we're from, I said, oh, so where? She goes, we're 31 and a half light years away from your planet, called a star system called the Ojai Nebula. And our planet's called Aurora. And I was like, hold on. Why me? Why not? You're into the subject. You didn't run. You did everything you possibly can to learn how to communicate with us. So I wanted to install you some gifts. I said, we don't really intervene with humanity. We just don't. Like a lot of people before us have abducted people and whatnot. I don't want anything of to harm you or to do anything of like that. We wanted to simply have a conversation. It's called an introduction instead of abduction. We wanted just to let you know that, yeah, you're right, we are real. And you are gonna be part of all of what's going on. So we're gonna have a conversation probably within the next couple weeks with you. Mm-hmm. Continue. So now you don't need your flashlights, you don't need your lasers. It's just all you have to do is just close your eyes and we'll be there. I'm like, what the fuck? So I had a joint in my hand. She said, you mind? Bro, I was like, my jaw was on the ground. Like, I handed her my joint. I'll speed this.
Nah, she dude, this is kind of crazy.
The last time she burned was Albuquerque, New Mexico.
So she
with this one Indian
she
girl.
Smoked a joke with you.
So,
you know, this podcast now, we try to keep these things real, man.
Yeah.
So you saying you smoked a joint with
me? I gave her my fucking blunt. I had like a blunt about this big. Hey, I'm just telling you, bro. So she says she's been on her planet for a while, so she's used to our customs and used to our, you know, the way we speak. Because she wasn't talking to me. Her almond eyes, she could have talked to me telepathically. But fuck, yo. But she spoke to me with English, like how we talking to each other.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're more advanced than we are. I mean, come on. They haven't smoked a joint? Come on. She's in here for... We have things on our planet that are from different planets. Chocolate and strawberries come from different planets. There were all these things are brought... She told me this. All these things are brought to Earth. And that's why we have what we have. It's from different star systems. Neptune is supposed to be fish and aquatic, you know what I mean? What's the other one? And then I have the video, but then there's other planets that have different things that we have on our planet Earth. It's because from these planets. So we're experiments put on this planet to see what we would do. We are the aliens. Think about what I'm telling you. We're the only people in the whole entire quadrant of the whole entire universe that has a fucking soul. And they don't have souls. I don't know how they operate. I don't know. When I stared into her almond eyes, the first thing that came to my mind was demon, but not in the way we think. You know what I mean? It's just like, she don't have a soul. So something without a soul must be evil. But no, it's not. So when I had my visitations, the fall, it was almost towards the ending of that year. So in 2021, I caught COVID. I really, really got sick. So like 1:30 in the morning, they came to my apartment. My cats, I had two kittens that I rescued on my birthday when I was 47. So one was a boy, one was a girl. And I raised them for 4 years now. And they would interact with they would climb up the screen and interact with them, because they would come leveled up to my window. And when I had my visitations, it was very, very, I was not ready. I'm not gonna lie. So one was
So you never had no one special hit you up because of all this? You said they came because of you there. So did you?
Yeah.
Like, did you had any?
They said that because I'm passionate I'm passionate about UFOs. I've always been intrigued with things not from our world. You know what I mean? Our world's like, I'm not impressed with what the fuck we have on our planet. After what I seen, I thought an F-22 was bad fucking ass, straight up, or F-35s. No, UFOs are way faster and way more prettier. I mean, the lights that they give off and this energy that they... Each craft had a different energy to them. So some were Arcturans, some were Palladians, some were even Andromedans. So when I had, like I said, you do reading, right? So if you do a reading for me, I would appreciate you do a reading. And then you can tell me if I'm full of shit. You know what I mean? No, I'm not for real.
Yeah, so what, did you make the news? Did you get on the news?
I want to see what you pick up on.
So did you make the news for all this? Did you get on the news or what happened? Somebody ever contact you or anything because of these crazy events?
I've been approached by a few organizations. One was OSI. They call themselves Office of Special Investigations for the military. So apparently all these people were told that this was happening. So, but go back to my visitation. So the things they told me was very interesting. One, Russia is going to commit genocide. This was before Russia and Ukraine fought. I didn't even know who Ukraine was. I had to educate myself, so I looked it up. But I said, but that's their brothers and sisters of humanity. Absolutely. So now they sat down and they're talking to me in a straight up conversation. They said, we want to ask you a question. And we want to see what you say. I said, okay. Why are you guys still fighting? I don't care what anybody else is going to say. I want to know what you think. And I said, I think it's embedded in our DNA to kill each other. I think that we have a strand that's within our DNA to make us want to murder, take over people's property, rule, conquer. Since the beginning of time, we've been doing this. We have never, ever tried to get along with each other. We're divided on both sides. I said, for example, North Korea and United States. United States has free press. You can wear what you want to wear. North Korea, they have never seen a computer before. They've never seen a movie. The president has got them so brainwashed in thinking America is evil. But America is evil, folks. Sorry to say. I'm just going to be up and up. Like, there's a lot of things that the government has been doing behind our backs to make me say I'm proud to be Hawaiian, not American. So these are the things that they're telling me that. So this thing about disclosure, way before the word even came out, they told me that we want to install you as ambassador of the South Pacific region. We want you to be able to know what we know and talk to people. And talk to your military, talk to your government. We want to sign a treaty with you folks. We want to be the first first sovereign nation to sign a treaty with you folks. We want to give you guys free energy. We want to give you guys technology and med beds. Like the things that you would see in Star Trek, bro. This is what they offered me to Hawaii. And Hawaii said, we want you to pack your shit and get the fuck off the planet, or get the fuck off our island, or out of our airspace. And that's when shit went sideways. So, I had UFOs bombarding military bases. So Pearl Harbor, everybody knows Pearl Harbor. So two UFOs flew over Pearl Harbor, Naval Air Force Base, and the military was alerted. I'll show you all these articles that I'm talking to you about. So Kenneth Hara from the Pacific Naval Fleet of Pearl Harbor launched tactical fighters in pursuit of UFOs over the Hawaiian archipelago chain. It made its way to the island of Kauai, which we have a missile range called Barking Sands. And you know what I mean? It detected it, and it was just about to launch a missile at it, and it shut down their fucking systems. UFOs are very fucking fascinating. The fact that they can shut down, go bypass all that crap and shut down their systems of a silo. That should tell you something, that we're not in charge. They are. And I mean, really think about that. We share this planet with them. Just because we can't see with the naked eye doesn't mean that they're not in the sky. I know for a fact that because of what they told me, they've been watching us for some time. They call themselves the Watchers, which scares the shit out of me, because some of them look like fallen angels. The one that I was talking to showed me her true form when I told her that the state and federal wants them to just pack it up and leave. They told me something that shook the very core of me. We're here. She goes, let me show you my real form. I'm like, no, I know what the Watchers are. I read the Bible. And then she says, no, but we've never showed a human, ever. So you're going to be the first. She stood up. She said, I'm going to count to five. And I'm like, shit. She goes, so she counted down to five. And then she opened her eyes, and her eyes are the most evilest red I've ever seen in any kind of movie, any kind of CGI crap that you would see, vampires and shit. Her face distorted, and her wings open. They don't have halos. That is fucking Hollywood. She opened her wings, bro. There was other extraterrestrials 6 feet away from me because I had COVID. And she said,
he said 6 feet away from me because I had COVID. What the hell?
I had COVID.
So they were scared. They were scared of the COVID.
She's in the corner. All this thing I'm telling is true. Anyway.
So wait. So they was alerted to the COVID.
No, just the fact that I was sick. You know what I mean? Whatever pathogens that they have, they didn't want to mix with mine. So they kept their distance. I have pictures of all of this one I'm talking about. And I'll point out to each extraterrestrial that was in my apartment. The angel was see-through. I was not allowed to take her picture. And she thought, I didn't want to. I mean, what I experienced when her wings opened, it's not like what we see in television, but it's all Hollywood with feathers and shit. This thing was like Tinkerbell lit up, and she's like, in order to defeat the demons and Satan in this realm, because they're the ones that run this fucking this show. And I'm like, whoa, that's what you said. That's why I call it hell on earth. She goes, you're very intuitive, Vegas. But you know what I mean? I hope I didn't scare you by showing you what we really look like. In order to battle demons, we need this form. The demons are not just pushovers. They're very powerful. They can do things to humans. They can manipulate people. You know what I mean? The one, two things that Satan has got, campaigns that's got right now, one of them is pedophilia. And they're going to try and make that shit legal. And me, I'm a person that I work with kids, and yeah, I would kill a motherfucker, dude. I wouldn't care if I lost my life. I would defend kids to the very end. And he said the other campaign is people that are guys that want girls. And I was like, that is very evil. Well, Satan is the prince of lies, and the people that he works with are corporations of our planet. All of them, the Illuminati, the Black Rock, all these people that you've been seeing with the freaking eye, the Eye of Ra and all of that. There's shit going on right now. There's kids missing all over the world. There's something very, very big happening under our noses. And these are the gifts that I have. I know these things, but exactly who's doing it, I need help on that matter. That's why my job on Facebook is to find chatter and sell groups that know where kids are being trafficking. I mean, this is the one thing I've been working on for 4 months now. And we've got a couple hits. One of them was in Canada and the other was in Mexico. But then the kind of trail went cold. So they're really good at what they do. I mean, the fact that they came to Maui, torched the fucking Lahaina Luna and stole 850 kids. That's some genius shit, dude. I mean, they waited for the hurricane to pass by our island. It hit Maui, but it was far, far off, you know what I mean? Where the damage that they said that the hurricane caused the island was bullshit. It was all for Oprah Winfrey and all these elite people to buy Maui and make it their first AI city and make it the world summit for the ending of 2024. So they've been trying to take over Maui for 6 years, and we all said no, no, no. So the head of FEMA was on the island with a special forces team. Because of my visitations, you know what I mean? They call themselves the Galactic Federation. They're different hybrids from different races, from different star systems that work together to make sure that planets such as ours is not overrun by evil and tyranny. That's their whole mission, you know what I mean? They're good people. Their energies are not the same. Some are chaotic, some are good, but overall, they're here to punish the wicked and end all wars. Our nuclear capability on both sides, if need be, they're gonna intervene. If you've seen some videos of UFOs dismantling missiles and the missiles just dropped on.
Yeah.
Elon Musk had been sending things up into the sky, and all those failure is them shooting them down. They don't want to talk about this on NASA. NASA stands for never a straight answer. And if you take the words NASA and scramble it around with that little red thing in the middle, spell Satan. Satan's got a very, very strong grip on this planet. You look at the chrome symbol, 666. You look at the Stern symbol. It's all references to the sign of the devil. You know what I mean? So now I talk about this. They said that humans are gonna have to choose either the mark of the beast or world peace. Mark of the beast, that means if you don't have that mark, you won't be able to shop. You won't be able to buy the things that we would normally use with currency. These are things that they all told me. They told me that NASA has a hidden agenda with FEMA. If you look right now, all these Walmarts are being emptied out. They're buying Walmarts out to house people such as people like us that stand up to tyranny, that won't fucking roll over and let them just take us over. So there's 7 Walmarts. Some are in the mainland, some are in the Hawaiian Islands. There's a Walmart that just shut down in downtown. So all of these places are gonna use to house people like us. And the people that have gifts will be experimented on. These are everything that they told me. Actual factual shit. They told me that the government has UFOs of their own that they've retrieved throughout the years, but they told me, they refer to them as BlackBerry cell phones. Obsolete, you know what I mean? Not really the technology that they have now. So the technology that they have now are shapeshifters. They can go from a triangle to a sphere. I don't know how they do what they do, but you know what I mean? It's far past our understanding or capability of trying to even grasp it. So I don't even try. It's just something that you see it, and it's really cool to see because you would think that you would never see colors like this in the sky. Like, any questions so far?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah, it's crazy.
I know. And I told you, you call me your brother. I don't lie to my brothers. I don't. I have no time to come onto podcasts and talk shit. That's just not me. My Hawaiian name, the person that I am, I'll give my hat and the last dollar out of my pocket to someone. I'm a very down-to-earth person. I have no time to...
So do you still get visitations now?
It sounds crazy, but I'm not one to just come on and just lie. It's not in my programming.
So when was your... have you been contacted by NASA?
I have, actually. NASA was very fucking rude to me. They said exactly these words. What the fuck did you do? Straight up, they didn't know. Good morning, Mr. Vegas. So we're you know what, you're starting to see things in the sky. So what they did was they pulled up the satellite and they told me that I was next to a sergeant that called them with the FBI agent right next to me as well. All dressed like SWAT for some reason. I don't know why. They could have just dressed in regular clothing and I would have not tripped. But they decided to come to my building dressed as SWAT. I had 2 from Homeland, 2 from OSI's Office of Special Investigations for Hickam Air Force Base for the United States Air Force. And I had the state of Hawaii, and people from different organizations and agencies from my island that they wanted to know how is this even happening when pineapple from under the sea that knows this much knowledge. They had UFOs hang out with me. They watched them with military drones from the outskirts watching me do all of this. So, you know what I mean? And take it with a grain of salt. Some of the UFOs look like the game Simon Says. Remember that game? Simon Didn't Say. Had yellow, green, red, and blue, and it looked like a tire, a car tire, but bigger, you know what I mean? I had triangles, circles, ships 400 feet wide, ships, each UFO came with a AI drone, if you will, but their type of technology, and they would watch. I'll show you all these pictures, bro. They have them, you can see them looking through my bathroom window, and I live 41 floors up, so they would come really, really super close to my window. Let me see if I find a picture so I can show you. So this, it scared the shit out of me, but I just went with it, you know? I just went with the flow. I had shit literally come right by my window, 200 feet from my sliding window. And my other half that's sleeping next to me, she's like, your friend's by the window. And she didn't really jump or get scared or any of that. I give her props for that. So here's one. But that's two starships by my window. Look at that. You don't see shit like that. It just doesn't happen. So you can even see what the ships look like. These ships are big. I got one video to back that thing up. That's on my Facebook. But I've had crafts that came so close to my window. So here's the train station where we catch these things. So I sent you that. But I'm looking for the window pictures.
You said the what station? The train station?
Train station. It's called the rail. So we have a train that goes above that goes to Kakaako. It goes to Pearl Harbor. And then you have to jump off and catch the bus to go to town. But they're trying to make our island like the mainland. You know what I mean? But yeah, this leaves Hawaii. Okay, so this is an interesting picture. This is a triangle with lights looking at me from above. I was cruising with one of my friends in his car, and he's like, what the f-? And then, so I lost a lot of friends because they would follow me, and they literally would follow wherever I would go. So my girlfriend lived in Hawaii Kai when she would be asleep. Here's another one. This is cool. Looks like a bike seat. Check that shit out. Same thing as that thing above it. See the two white circles at the end? Same thing. I saw it twice. I didn't know what to make of it. I don't know if it was military, I don't know if it was us. It just revealed itself to me. Here it is, the same thing at nighttime. Same thing, but then with...
When you say us, what do you mean by that? You said military, us, what do you mean? Who's us?
Military has UFOs of their own.
No, I know. You were saying that. But then you said it was us. What do you mean?
Us being us as humans, not us from the mainland. Okay, so here's the UFO that's by my window. I was telling you about it. So that's my glass jealousy above the red thing. So that's my bathroom window. So that thing would come really, really close. And check that. I kind of kept my distance. Then I started to get ballsy. So I took my string. So here's my building. So if you look at the two UFOs on both sides of the building, and I'm downstairs taking a picture. It's about 1:30 in the morning, maybe 2 in the morning, where everybody's like sleeping. So this went on for a good while. And yeah, so here's the train station again, and you'll see the UFO like literally.
So you never. So most times people say they go into these situations, you know, they get abducted or something, and. You know, they can't remember all of it.
Yes, and you know, I was kind of scared about that, but these are my window pictures. So tell me what you see when you look at the third picture. Look behind me out my window. What do you see? Zoom in, bro. His arm off to the right. That is creepy. So whatever that was out my 44th floor window hovering. Okay, so that's me taking a picture, showing you what's behind it. So, yeah, that was, keep on getting sidetracked, but that's whatever. So when I had my meeting that night at 1:30 in the morning, that was, he was a mediator on my window. So if I did anything, that thing would probably have killed me. And you know what I mean? I didn't want to tempt fate. I didn't want to chill. We'll just leave it at that. So you see my building right. And a lot of these pictures with UFOs. Like, a lot of people, like, you lost it. Stop, boy. I'm gonna interview right now. I know you've seen things about it. But, so anyways, like, the pictures on my window are just phenomenal. Because you can see them venturing off into town where other people are starting to call in and say, what the fuck is those lights above the highway? They're so intensely bright. So people were calling in, and then I was getting bombarded by police telling me that you signed a paper saying that this wouldn't happen. I'm like, I'm really not in charge of them. If they want to venture and go do whatever they want to do, they have their free will of mind. You know what I mean? They're here to hang out with me and all of that. But as far as like me telling them what to do, that shit's not gonna fly.
So when you say hang out with you, so what y'all do? What's going on? You gotta give us something. Get the audience something, because there's no, you know, I don't know how this is gonna go on the show. You know what I mean? I'm putting this on like the other side of the moon. You know what I mean? So it is a bizarre conversation, because everything on that we're doing here is the other side of the moon. You know, and we try to, you know.
I'm just showing you
the
pictures of the window. I'm
almost
there. So
because the viewers can't see the pictures.
The security guards would see us from downstairs by my window, and they would tell me the next morning, like, Vegas, I saw something by your window. I scared the fucking shit out of me. I'm like, what? I'm sleeping. I'm comfortable with them being around me because I felt very safe. So these are pictures that are on my window. You can see the clouds. There it is. Got it. There's the window pictures. And yeah, it's pretty amazing, dude. Like, I didn't ask for this, and that's the one thing I can honestly say, I didn't ask for this. This is a gift, bro. You can't deny gifts like this. You just can't. I mean, it's not for everyone. These things show themselves to me for a reason. Because they knew I could handle that, and I wouldn't freak about it, you know what I mean? They're not gonna just reveal themselves to anybody. You have to have a certain.
So have you ever been on a ship?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Twice. So one was, I was sleeping and they took me out my window. But it's not an abduction though. I understand it. I know people have been abducted before. And I have a picture of the fallen angel that was talking to me. When she showed her true form, that's her true form. I was able to take one picture, just one picture. She said, I don't let normally anybody take the picture of that form, but I'll let you take one shot of it. And then you have to promise me that you would put your phone down. And I said, absolutely. So she goes, take your picture. And I'm going to send it to you. And, you know, again, it's not for everybody. So people that don't want to believe me, it's fine. Like, I came to the conclusion where I just don't give a fuck. I don't need nobody's approval to tell you what I've been through, what I've done.
So when was your last time you had a visitation?
It speaks for itself. Huh. You know what I mean?
When was it?
The amount of pictures that I have that are so bright. And here's the, remember I told you, the Pacific Naval Fleet? So nobody sent you enough.
But check this out. When was the last time you had a visitation?
Last conversation I had with them was 5 days ago.
No, I'm saying
they
visitation.
Told me that we're about to go to war, and they're going to return, and when they return, to be ready.
No, so
the last two pictures is the UFOs flying over the military base. You can see it. It says, what is it? UFO over Hawaii causes F-22s to scramble. This is the day that the FBI came to my house. So then you see with the white gigs. So I had all of these. That is not a balloon. That is not a weather balloon. That's a fake picture what they posted, right? The real thing looked like an egg. That has a little line hanging from it. That's not real. So, you know, my pictures. So if you look at the next picture next to the, you see that ghost looking face? Tell me if you see that.
So the last time you had contact with them, was it a visitation or they just talked to you?
They talked to me because I have a thing called Dreamscape where I go to sleep. It's like remote viewing, if you will. If I want to talk to them, I just go to sleep and they talk to me. They tell me that we are We left in 2022 or 2021 to go do, you know, help other people. You know, I'm not the only Starseed. I'm not the only person that they've made contact. When in the state of Hawaii, I have. So they said they're coming back, and when they come back, I better be ready. Try and get some kind of government. Show them what you have. Show them our ships. Show them the show me top secret shit. That'll make him sit down and scratch bigger. How the fuck does he have shit like this? I mean, I must be somebody. You can't have top secret files from Majestic 12 if you're not affiliated with them. You get killed. You know about the men in black. That's what I am. But so because of David Gresham came out and opened his mouth and said, I saw this, so I know this, and so we have to change our tactics. We have to come out and tell the truth now. Before, MIB was all about, you know, if you say anything, we're going to make you disappear. No, that shit's done. So in 2021, we revised our contract with United States Space Corps, where we're trying to get people ready for disclosure, if you will. That's the best, perfect analogy. So instead of being disinformation or disinformative, there's a guy named something Doty that would go to UFO groups in the mainland and would pull people on the side and tell them that we want you to become part of our program and just feed them a bunch of bullshit. I despise people like that. You know what I mean? Us as human beings, we should know the fucking truth. I mean, the government's been hiding this from us for 80 fucking years. So anything that I can help to make light for you folks, you know, I'm the person to talk to. I know it sounds a little off and crazy, but there's people that are just gifted on the planet, you know what I mean? And I happen to be one of them. And I come from a sincere and awesome and a good person, bro. This kind of stuff is not for everybody. And I tell you straight up, it's just not. But, you know, I come out of the kindness of my heart to speak the truth. I'm not scared of no man. And all these people are, I can't say this. Fuck humans. Excuse my language, but they don't scare me. What I've seen, the fallen angels and all those people that I met, that's the people that you gotta be worried about. Because they said they came here to cleanse this earth and to destroy the evil of this planet. So we can move about lightly. Because us as human beings are very heavy. We require a lot of food, and to move around sometimes it's hard. So when this happens, you'll notice that we'll be able to move lightly and freely. My story to you is God loves his children just like he loves us. He's giving the fallen angels an opportunity to fix what they've done wrong on this planet in order for them to go back home. They can go in any different dimension, but the source, they're cut off from the source because of what they did. When Satan fell, the fallen angels didn't go to hell with him. They stayed here on planet Earth. That's how we had the Nephilim. That's how in the Bible they talk about having sex with the daughters of man. All of that's true. But the Bible is not what we think, folks. The Bible is basic instructions before leaving Earth. That's one way of putting it. They call it the Good Book of Fate, which they said the original Bible is the Book of Enoch. Because it's straight up, it doesn't pussyfoot around, you know what I mean? It tells you straight up about demons and angels. Nothing about, on this day he did that. No, that's all shit. The flood is really happening, right? What's happening in the Middle East right now has a lot to do with the Rothschilds and the people who run the world. There's something in that Holy Land that he who finds it rules the world. So there's reasons why the United States has jumped in. Remember when we went to war with Saddam and we started finding all kind of artifacts and stuff like that we've never seen? I mean, they faced a lot of Babylonian shit, a lot of things in Sumerian history that we will never know again because they destroyed it. These are things that are hold little lineage of to who we are and where we come from. So I'm very much into history of man and where we may have came from. But when they told me that we're starseeds put on this planet to see what we would do, first thing we do, Robert Oppenheimer made the atomic bomb. You know what I mean? They already had that happen to them. So the reason why they're so interested in our planet is because we as humans are stupid as fuck. We have egos, right? What's the biggest dick? You know what I mean? Or whatever. You know what I mean? It happens. where we are divided on both sides and we have all this nuclear arson to kill each other. Why? I don't understand that. I mean, I've never understood that. Living here in planet Earth, it saddens me that there's, we think like this. You know what I mean? Try something different, folks. I want world peace. Sure. I don't want us to die. I don't want this planet to get blown up.
So what was your second time?
I know.
What was your second time you said you got on a ship?
The Federation is, they work with Solar Wardens. So Solar Wardens is a space program run by the United States Space Corps under Ronald Reagan's administration. So we have a big, big family above us that's watching our planet. You know what I mean? And we have a contract with the United States of America for a deadline to come forward and to tell the people the truth. But now, I don't think that's going to happen. Because one, I don't think that's Biden. I honestly, being autistic, I noticed people's ears, eyes, and whatnot. I really don't think that's Biden. I was told, and take this with a grain of salt, people, but this is what I was told, that Hillary Clinton and Biden were executed years ago. For whatever crime, whatever reason, those are clones of them. You look at Hillary Clinton's ears and her nose, I know that you can do plastic surgery and shit like that, but if you look at Biden, how long has Biden been in this game? Ask yourself that question. You know what I mean? He went to Maui and gave everybody $750 that lost everything. And he gave a speech about his car and his dog and how his house caught on fire. Well, everybody, people booed him. Get the fuck off the island. You know what I mean? $700 will buy groceries for 2 weeks in Hawaii. That's it. You know, we're not rich people. We work paycheck to paycheck. A lot of people struggling. And oh, why these people get richer and richer and richer. Dude, he's been in the game for so long that he doesn't even know where the podium stairs is now.
I'm gonna reel it back in, or you know, I'm gonna have to just end it up because you know, we can't. We're trying to keep the people with some facts, you know what I mean? It's not a regular conversation. Yeah. But you know, because we don't want them bored, you know what I mean? So. We're not. I don't know if there's anything you want them to actually know that you've seen or you want to get out there to them, though, but, because I was trying to get actually some questions, but...
What do you want to know? Like, what do you want to know about this topic? Like, what scratches your head?
I mean, we're already an hour into it, you know what I mean? So it's like, I hope they didn't get bored into anything, but, I don't know, like, you know what I mean? You said you were in a different craft. You said you've been in the craft twice.
Yeah,
something.
The craft is a lot bigger inside than outside. They're the way they think, their laws of physics is, and it's nothing to what we have. It was very interesting. It was like being in a Maserati, a very futuristic looking Maserati. It was one mold. It was almost looked like fiber optical light, if you will, inside the craft. There were hand panels where you would put your hands on the panels and they would control the UFO. I got to see all of this. I got to meet a couple of different people on the ship. We went for a small ride. That's how I know what the Earth looks like. We just went just above the last atmosphere. I took something so I wouldn't get sick for the G-forces. And before you blink your eye, we're really above. And it showed me what the Earth looks like. Picture an oyster looking at you. There's a lot more land than we know. That's why they talk about the ice walls and the filaments. And I've seen it all. It looks like it curves. It's not round. It's not flat. It's a curvature. So how the rainbow curves. It's like our planet's like a snow globe. So in order to reach the last filament, you really need to know what you're doing. So Elon Musk is trying his best to break through the shit. You know what I mean? Like, did we really go to the moon? Is space just a vacuum? You know what I mean? And what everything that they're telling us is bullshit. I would say I would have to lean half and half because of the fact that we have Project Looking Glass, right? If you look that up, fact check this shit. Or God is the only people that can save us from this planet. We're in a virtual reality matrix, if you will. Everything that you see is constructed from something. We had this picture of this girl in London walking and she completely glitched. And she just stood there. She...